Next week we're on?
Yes, next week we're on Bechavod. Next week we're on after the Tanit. Regular time, 9 o'clock.
With your permission. I'm being rushed tonight.
I'm no rush.
He has to go to sleep. It's lichot. 2 hours.
I should buy a bike. The mitzvah of shofar. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us in Rosh Hashanah. The way it says in the Torah. The Torah says, Yom Truah Yelachem. It doesn't say the word shofar. It says just the sound of the shofar. Torah should have said, you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Torah doesn't say that. Look in the text. The word shofar is omitted. You can't see it. Nothing. Hashem did not write it. Hashem only wrote, this is the day of Truah. Truah is the way the shofar sounds like. You don't know, the Gemara, you don't know exactly what it is. That's why we blow so many sounds. We don't know if the Truah is what we call Truah, but it's Shvarim. We don't know what it is. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to write in the Torah the word shofar. So how do you know it's shofar? Maybe it's not a shofar. The word Truah, that sound is being made not only by shofar, being made by trumpet as well. Parashat Baal Otcha, and it's Parashat Matot. It says, Chatzotzrot HaTruah B'yado. Moshe Sen Pinchas. And it's Moshe Sen Pinchas with the trumpets. And Torah says, the trumpets are going to make the sound of Truah. It's the same sound the shofar makes. Also Parashat Baal Otcha. V'arayotem b'chatzotzrot. Yom Simchatchem U'madechem. It says the opposite. You're going to make this sound with the trumpet, with Chatzotzra. So how do you know in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow the shofar? Says the Gemara, let me tell you how you know. This special halacha is called Yovel. Am Israel, after they came to Eretz Israel, took them 7 years to conquer the Eretz Israel, and then 7 years to divide it. And then they started to count. After 6 years, they made Shemitah, the seventh year, and another 6 years, another Shemitah. After seven Shemitah, it's 49, seven times seven is 49. The year number 50th, it's called Yovel. Yovel is almost the same halachot as Shemitah, but something else as well. Slaves go back, the land go back. And then on the Yovel, in the 50th year, especially mitzvah to blow the shofar. This you can find in Parashat Behar in Sefer Vayikra. Over there it says, Va'avata shofar Truah. V'chodesh ha'shvi'i v'asor l'chodesh v'yom ha'kippurim ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha'arzechem. Torah says over there, not in Rosh Hashanah. This is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, on the 50th year, there's a special mitzvah to blow the shofar. And over there you find the word shofar. Comes the Gemara over there, you know, when the Torah talks about this Yovel, about the year number 50, the 50th year, the Torah says, blow shofar. And the sound of the shofar is being mentioned there. Says the Gemara, it's called Zerah Shavah, since over there in Parashat Behar, Hashem writes about Yovel, and over there it says, shofar Truah, it says the word shofar, and it says the word Truah, this is the sound of the shofar. Please apply it also to Rosh Hashanah. It means Hashem, so-called, did not want us to know how we're going to have that sound on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem wanted you to listen. You have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. You read the text, you don't know. read the text. It says, Shana is Yom Trua. It says, excuse me, what does it mean? It means it's a day of that kind of sound. It's a, that sound you can have with the trumpet, you can have with the shofar. How do you know which one to use? Hashem says, you know what? Look over there at Yovel. At Yovel, the 50th year in Parashat Behar, it says over there, Shofar Trua. It says Shofar Trua. Even though, again, it says other places in the Torah, Chatzotot HaTrua, Parotem HaChatzotot, the Gemara says, forget about it. Don't ask questions. Good. Another time we'll answer you this. In the meantime, Hashem did not try the word Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I said, Rosh Hashanah is so important. Rosh Hashanah is so important that Hashem omitted the word Shofar. Why Hashem omitted the word Shofar? What is this all about? Why Hashem? Sefer Torah costs $40,000. It costs $40,010. In other words, Hashem saves words in the Torah. Why Hashem don't want to write it? So how important it is, the Gemara says, listen, don't underestimate the shofar business. The Gemara says, you should know that whatever is going to happen in the year, shofar is responsible for it. So the Gemara, a place is not going to blow the shofar, the year will not be as successful and fruitful as should have been. Difficulties, disappointing, hardship in any subject that a person has in his lifetime, says the Gemara, has to do with the shofar. Shofar. So whatever happened this year, right here, 2 days ago, some people got killed on Route 17, the stock market is down. It says nothing happened now. Everything happened last Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Everything is Rosh Hashanah. And who is responsible for it? Shofar. Shofar is responsible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah shofar, and it's so important, and you omitted the word shofar. You should have known, listen, this shofar is so important. Again, the Gemara says, he blows so many sounds in order to confuse the prosecutor. He thinks Mashiach is coming, then the case is going to be dismissed. The prosecutor is not here. Says, why? Because the shofar, says the Gemara. Shofar confuses the prosecutor. Shofar is responsible for prosperity and having all the good things during the year. And here comes Hashem and says, no, I don't tell you the word shofar. I say Yom Teruah, it's a day of sound. I say, what is it? It's what? I don't tell you. Go look at another parasha. I can't have it here. Yeah. As well, we all do know the first time it says shofar in the Torah, this parashat Yitro in Sefer Shemot, when Hashem decided to give us the Ten Commandments. The Torah says Hashem blew a shofar. Why Hashem blew a shofar? For what Hashem blew a shofar? Hashem blew a shofar. Before Hashem said the Ten Commandments, Hashem blew a shofar. There were other sounds. Cholam rim et hakolot. There were sounds, thunders, other sounds. Scary sounds, like we say. Hashem blew the shofar. Vayi kol ha-shofar olech v'chazek meod. So the shofar was blowing even stronger and stronger. So what is it all about? What is shofar? Why the first time we find shofar in the Torah is Ten Commandments. The Torah says, v'echrat kol ha-am asher b'machane. When Am Yisrael heard the shofar, they jumped out of bed. You read the Torah, it's a story. The Torah wants to tell you scenery, the episode, what happened? You know what happened? And Hashem is coming to give us the Torah, and Hashem blew the shofar, and everybody jumped out of bed. Okay. Good story. But sounds from the Torah that the shofar scares people. That's what the Torah says, V'echrat kolam asher b'machana, they all got scared. And it's really a sentence in Sefer Amos, as if you find a parashat Vayeshev, the Haftarah. Sentence reads, "Aitakar shofar beir v'am lo yicheradu." It says if somebody hears a shofar, he's supposed to get scared. But is it a shofar? Sounds like a war. It says you read the Tanakh. You see a few times in the time of a war, they blew the shofar. Yeshua and Gideon, they blew the shofar. Shofar is a sound of calling up people for a war. Again, Hashem blew the shofar for the commandment, is a war. Or Shoshana is a war. But let's say the Gemara says, let's say the Navi says, if you hear a shofar, you're supposed to get scared. On the contrary, every morning we say in the tefillah, in the hallelujah, hallelujah. What does hallelujah mean? It means praise Hashem. It says, hallelujah, betek ha-shofar. Blow the shofar. And it happened to be in Beit HaMikdash daily, he used to blow the shofar, together with the trumpets. And the Levim used to sing while they blew it. So now it's a happy moment. Hallelujah, betek ha-shofar. We tell everybody, please, praise Hashem with the sound of the shofar. So, it's not something scary. Also, Friday night we say, "Bachatzotzot v'kol shofar, hariyu lifnei HaMelech Hashem." Trumpet, v'kol shofar, with the shofar. Hariyu, please, lifnei HaMelech Hashem, the king is here. So, on one hand, you have to be scared. One hand, you praise with this, it's impossible. If you praise with this, you don't get scared. If you get scared, you don't praise with him. You don't praise Hashem with swords. If you want to praise Hashem, you praise him with something happy. So obviously, Shofar is happy. So here comes the contradiction. So what shall I do on Rosh Hashanah? Shall I get scared from the Shofar? What does Hashem expect me to be? To be scared of the Shofar or to be happy? God Mibilna said, when you hear the Shofar, you're supposed to be very happy. Very happy, extra happy. Rami Bilna said. I said, what's the happiness about? Well, shofar. What's shofar is all about? I'm the Gemara and tells us, listen, I want to explain to you something about the shofar. See, Torah tells us a story. There's like that Yitzchak. Hashem told Abraham, go take Yitzchak and slaughter him. And an angel called from Shamayim and told Abraham, don't do it. And Abraham looks around and he sees a sheep. A sheep that was created on the sixth day of creation. A sheep that's over 2,000 years old. And he's stuck in the bush, being tangled with his horns. The Torah tells you stories. Abraham looks around and an angel told him, take Yitzchak off, don't do Yitzchak anything. He looks around and sees it's a sheep. And he sees the sheep got stuck in a bush with his horns. It's very, I don't know. I saw a lot of animals, never saw anything, any creature got stuck in a bush. So the Torah tells Abraham went over there and took the sheep and slaughtered it. Says the Gemara, you should know from those horns that sheep had. So from the left horn, Hashem made a shofar, and he blew with that left horn before he gave us the commandments. Says the Gemara, the right horn, Hashem, Bezat Hashem, is going to blow when Mashiach comes. Shineimar, Haya Bayom Ahu Itaka B'Shofar Gadol. When you say in the Tefillah, on Rosh Hashanah, you should know, you remember when Mashiach is going to come, you're going to hear the shofar. Who is going to blow it? Hashem is going to blow it. Where does Hashem have a shofar? Where did he buy it? In Judaica store? No, he got it. So where he got it from? He got it from Akedat Yitzchak's sheep. So he used the left one, and now he's going to use the right one. That's actually what we say three times a day in Shmoneh Esrei, Teka b'shofar gadol l'cherotenu. We say Teka b'shofar gadol. Doesn't mean gadol, doesn't mean. Big gadol means the Hashem Agdula. The Ari says the gadol means the right one. Chesed. That means that's the Kavanah we have. In the Shmoneh Esrei says Teka b'shofar gadol. Please blow a big shofar. What do you mean? Yes, Hashem is going to blow a big shofar, not a big one. A small one from a sheep. But you call it gadol because the Hashem Agdula, it means from the right one. The right one is called gadol. The left one is called katan. In Kabbalah or something, I don't know what it is. So what is it all about? Hashem uses a horn, so the left one, he took for the Ten Commandments. Why he took the left one? Why didn't they take the right one? the right one, he will take when Mashiach will come. And this is going to be the sign of Mashiach. That's how important it is. What's so important about it? Why Hashem is to blow a shofar? What's to blow a shofar? So the way the Torah explained to us, and the Torah tells us, you should know a secret about our lifetime. You know, when Hashem told us the Ten Commandments, command number one, Hashem said like this, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, I'm God, I'm your God. Asher Otsetiha, I took you out. Meretz Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Yibet Avadim, from the house of slavery. That's the Ten Command. This is not a command. This is just a dry statement. What does it mean, that statement? I know Hashem took me out of Egypt. I know. Hashem is to repeat it. I don't took you, this is Ten Command. I expected something else. So the Gemara, so the Torah, I'll explain to you what it means. The Torah tells us, I want to tell you something, it's a special halacha. This is the halacha. The halacha is, if Chas v'Shalom somebody stole, and he haven't got the money to pay for what he stole, he doesn't have the thing he stole, he sold it, he lost it. So then, Bedin, the police will come and take him, and Bedin will sell him to be a Jewish slave. He's going to be a slave for 6 years, and after 6 years he has to go out. And that's to be Shemitah, they count 6 years. Then if he doesn't want to go out after 6 years, he said, I like it where I am, then he can stay longer. But it stays longer until the year the Yovel falls on. What we call the 50th year. Then he has to go outside. Can't stay anymore. Or the Gemara says if the 50th year falls in the middle of the 6 years that his master bought him, also he goes outside. That's halacha. Yovel sends people back home. The guy bought you. The Gemara says, listen, a person can sell himself. A person is very poor, he has no money. He goes and he sells himself to be a slave. A Jewish slave. He sells himself for 6 years. And then, if he wants to stay, it's a question. But the same idea. So it's called a Jewish slave, but he cannot stay a slave forever. He has to go outside. Either after 6 years after his master bought him, or if the Yovel, that the 50th year of this counting, it's called Yovel, comes in between, out. By the way, Sister Gemara, let me explain to you something. I says, this guy bought this Jewish slave, he brings him home, comes night, and says, I don't have a bed for you. I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance to go buy a bed for you. And I haven't got a pillow and a cover for you. Sister Gemara says, you want to know something? You should sleep on the floor. The slave should be on the bed with the pillow. He says, excuse me. I don't understand what you say. I bought this guy to be my slave. And I haven't got a pillow. And I haven't got a mattress for him. So you want me to be on the floor and he should sleep on my bed and on my pillow. Well, I says, That's what it is. Don't ask questions. But what is it all about? Now the Torah says it's not a mitzvah. When this guy goes home, you have to order a U-Haul and pack up the U-Haul with all kind of produce and presents. The guy, anything. It's a mitzvah from Hashem. So what is it all about? Remember what? He used to be a slave in Egypt. Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand what you're saying. I went to the market and this guy had no money. And I paid for the money. And I gave him money. And he was in my house for 6 years. And the money that I paid, he worked for. $10 per hour. Look how much. Maybe he stole some things from my house. I don't know. Anyway, he's going home. Then I have to go and give him presents. Anekta Niklo. We're going to have meet Vecha. He says, remember what? Say the Gemara, Secha Hamim. That the situation of a person is not being evaluated by his time. You have to go back to the roots and see what happened to you. What happened to me? I tell you what happened to me. I used to be a slave in Egypt. And one day Moshe came and he said, you're coming out of Egypt. And Moshe told us, you're coming out of Egypt. you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be a slave for Hashem. You're going to be slaves for Hashem. Which means you got out of slavery in order to be so-called the slave of Hashem. That's the highest title of a person, to be a slave of Hashem. When Hashem speaks to Aaron and Miriam about Moshe, he gives Moshe Rabbeinu the title Moshe Avdi, Moshe my slave. When Moshe died, Hashem speaks to Yoshua. He tells Yoshua, Moshe Avdi. He didn't tell him, Rabbi Moshe, Amikubal Moshe, Atzadik Moshe, Anav Moshe. Moshe is the title of Moshe is the Eved Hashem. Not too many people got this title. Avraham Avinu got this title. Yaakov got this title. Yitzchak did not get it. Leah Nevi got this title. Kalev got this title. To earn this title, it means that you have to be the slave of Hashem. And that's exactly what the Torah says. Ki avadai hem, shasit ha-meretz Mitzrayim. Torah says in the text, we have to know that we are the slave of God. You're the slave. See who says it? Hashem in the Torah says it. Those people are my slaves. Why? Hashem took us out of slavery. And then Hashem gave us the privilege to be his slaves. It's not a punishment. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a big thing. Somebody can get a job in the White House. It's a big thing. Doesn't matter how much money they're going to pay. Serve the president. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a privilege. And that's what the Torah says about Moshe, about Avram, about Yaakov. And Navi says about Leon, Navi Torah says about Kalev. It's the highest rank to get it, to get this title from Hashem. And that's exactly the 10th command. Commands are, the first command is, Hashem said, listen, I'm God, took you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. I said, and then what? And Hashem said, listen, don't have any idols. Because if you have an idol, it's not because I care, because I'm not, you're not my slave. He can be my slave and worship idols. Can be, it's impossible. So that's the whole idea of Ten Commandments. To know that we are the slaves that we earned the title and Hashem put on us crowns, the Gemara says. Hashem sent angels, each of us got two crowns. I says, what the crown is all about? You got a title, you got now a rank, you became a very important person, you're the slave of God. That's what Hashem gave it to us. Then we did the golden calf. But we lost it. He says, let me explain to you the secret now. He says, how do you know that you became the slave of God? How do you know? And the transition, the changing from being the slaves to Paro, to Hashem, that's what the shofar does. The Gemara says, you know what the shofar does? I'll tell you what shofar does. On the Yovel, on the 50th year, the Jewish slaves, they go home. And what you got to do? You got to blow the shofar. So you have to blow the shofar. Why have to blow the shofar? What is it all about? When you blow the shofar sounds is that now you change authority. Before, you were slaves of Pharaoh. Now Hashem said, you're my slave. This is command number one. First command, you're my slaves. Finish. That's why I blew the shofar. I blew the shofar with the horn from the sheep. That Yitzchak Avinu was supposed to be slaughtered and the sheep was slaughtered. It says, what happened? It says, listen, I want to explain to you something. The sheep was tangled with his horns. It says, the whole thing of Akedat Yitzchak is to see if Abraham is a slave of God or not. It says, Hashem told him, go slaughter your son. It says, it depends when. You know, did Hashem say when? No. I once heard that it was a time of Brezhnev, I think. They wanted to hang somebody in Russia, kill somebody. So I asked him, what is your last wish? He said, my last wish is to have my funeral the same day that Brezhnev will have his. So they told him that Brezhnev is alive. So he said, you know what? I'll wait.
What's the rush?
Hashem told Abraham Avinu, go slaughter Yitzchak. Hashem did not tell him, manana. On Beli Neder. You know, special halacha, somebody makes an Neder to bring a sacrifice, he has Shalosh Regalim. He has time. That's a snow rush. Hashem said to Prosh Yitzchak, I'll slaughter Yitzchak. Wait 1 second. First time, I'll marry him off. And he'll have children, grandchildren. It's not Hashem, Yitzchak will be old, I'll slaughter him. No. Torah says, Eshkem Abraham woke up, Abraham jumped out of, in the morning. Before dawn, he jumped out of bed. He said, woke up Yitzchak, he said, let's go. So where are we going? For a wedding? He said, no, we're going, I'll tell you on the way we're going. So what's the rush? The father asked Hashem, I said, a slave is being tested to see if he's a slave or not, the way he behaved to his master. Can I have a cup of tea? Yes. Take my time. In half an hour, you get the tea. He says, he's not your slave. A slave is being tested how fast you do things. In the Falah Dat Hashem. You know, he says, let's run to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avraham Avinu, you know, from Avraham. Zerzim HaKadimim Mitzvot. Gemara says, every time you have a mitzvah, run to do the mitzvah. He says, why have to run? What's the rush? What's the rush to do the mitzvah? I says, running to do the mitzvah and do the mitzvah all the time and constantly with the Kavanah, it shows it to be of the slave of Hashem. That's what Gemara says that you learn from Avraham Avinu. That's what Hashem decided to show Avraham Avinu the sheep, and the sheep is being tangled with his horns because that's what the horn is all about. The horn means changing authority. And it says, now Avraham Avinu is different Avraham. Gemara says, you read, the angel called him Avraham, and then you have to pause. It says, Avraham. Torah says, twice Avraham. There's one Avraham before Kedat Yitzchak, one Avraham after Kedat Yitzchak. Before Kedat Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu was a holy. After Avraham Kedat Yitzchak, Avraham is a slave of Hashem. No questions. Why? I should slaughter my son. Doesn't make sense to slaughter a person to Hashem. I preached all my life. Hashem doesn't want any sacrifices from people. What is it? I mean, that's nothing. I'm in the slave of God. I just follow the instructions. That's why Hashem took the horns. And the left horn Hashem blew on Har Sinai. I said, you're changing authority. I said, why the left one? Excuse me. Why you change authority? You change because now you're going to be my slaves. But the Gemara says, I mean, I said, not seven ishma in the mouth, but in the heart, they said, no. Vayfatu b'fiyem. Vayfatu b'lishonam b'fiyem. Ribam kizvulo. Says, I mean, did not want to change authority. They did not want to become the slaves of Hashem. So Hashem blew just with the left one. He said, listen, I'm telling you. You have to understand you are my slaves. 40 days later, they made the golden calf. This is never accepted. Hashem is a king, that we are the slaves. Here comes the Torah, and the Gemara says, listen, I want to explain to you something. The whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is blow the shofar. I said, excuse me, it doesn't say the word shofar here. How do I know shofar? I said, yeah, look. I want to explain to you something. In the 50th year, there's a special halacha that all the slaves go out. I said, why do they go out? Because Hashem writes in the Torah, because you are my slave. It's true. You a servant for this guy. You had no money. So you sold yourself. But he didn't sold you. But I told your master, if he has only one mattress, you're going to get this mattress. If he has only one pillow, you're going to get the pillow. And then by the time you come out, he's going to have to give you presents. Why? The Torah says, because I'm God to go out of Egypt. He said, what is that? What is that excuse? What's that? What does it answer? I said, you know what it means? It's to tell this guy, listen, it's true, you bought this guy, but you're not the boss here. Hashem is the boss. We all the slaves of Hashem. You got one pillow? Give him to your slave. Give it to your slave. You ain't got mattress? Give it to your slave. 6 years are over, please, truck full of produce. So what is it all about? No, because I tell you this. Because I took you out of Egypt. You are my slave. He is not your slave. You are my slave and he is my slave. He happens to work for you. He's not your slave. Well, you call him your slave. You can call him whatever you want. So Hashem, with his wisdom, decided not to write in the Torah when he talks about Rosh Hashanah about the shofar. Because shofar It is just authority change. What does it mean? It means, you know, go look over there. It says this slave goes home. Until now he was under this guy. Now he goes back home. No, you say he goes back to Hashem. Is under Hashem all the time? You're under Hashem. You're not under anybody else. Somebody came over to me as a school in Yerushalayim. It's 2,500 children. 1,500 boys, 1,000 girls. The name of the school, Chochmat Shlomo. Came to me, he told me, I want to tell you something. Mas Hachnasa, the IRS in Israel, came over to check his books and told him he has to pay $3 million. That's fine. The books for him. Told me he went to Chaim Kanievsky. I told him, I don't know what they want from you. He said, you pay them nothing. He called his accountant, told the guy, his name is Mr. Cohen. Told me the name of the guy from Mas Hachnasa, from IRS in Israel, in Yerushalayim. I said, Mr. Cohen, we don't pay you nothing. Okay? So they called this guy to the office and told him, listen, okay, you don't, listen, let's settle it for 300,000 shekels. I said, no, I don't settle it. He said, you don't? We're going to close all these things. Listen, don't threaten me. You're being recorded, I told him. Recorded. That's all. Goes home. His accountant called him and said, listen, Mas Hachnasa decided, you will see, they say you're so stubborn. The fine is going to be 30,000 shekel with the payments 10 years. Each year, 3,000 shekel. And I said, no, I don't pay you nothing. But maybe you don't pay me nothing. Rav Kanievsky said, I don't owe you anything. What's wrong with that? Who is Rav Kanievsky? If Ulmat would say yes, but Rav Kanievsky told me he got a letter from the income tax, you owe nothing. Because if you're the slave of Hashem and you have a belief, it means nothing what people tell you. Nothing. But you have to be the slave of Hashem. You have to believe that the rabbi tells you something, that is going to be finished. You owe him nothing. Nothing. He's going to threaten you, they're going to tell you this, we're going to close the school. Says the rabbi said, I don't give you nothing. He told me, I got a letter, it says your balance is zero. Zero. From 3 million shekel to zero for no reason. That's what this Hashem is all about. There's got to be the slave of Hashem. The slave of Hashem says the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Hashem waives everything. As long as you slave of Hashem, Hashem fixes it. Says Torah, I want to explain to you something. The shofar, it depends. It depends. Listen, if you don't accept the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shofar will scare you. Hashem blew the shofar. And Hashem is ready to say the commandments. They all slept in bed. We all slept in bed. And we did not want to accept the authority of Hashem. And the proof of it is, 40 days later, we did the golden calf. Here, Hashem said, I got the picture. And Torah describes it. They all jumped out of bed. But if you accept Hashem as authority, then the Gemara says when you blow the shofar is actually you standing in Kodesh HaKodashim, not just a Beit HaMikdash. And this is Hallelujah, Betek HaShofar. Because Beit HaMikdash used to blow the shofar for praising Hashem, to show Hashem who Elohim, this is God. So Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara said, you should know, when you hear the shofar, what do you have to have in your mind? That I am the slave of God. Yes, I understand. Where? In Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, the shofar cannot have any gold around it. Like the Kohen HaGadol is not allowed to wear any golden clothing on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is like Yom Kippur. They blow the shofar in Beit HaKnesset in Rosh Hashanah. You have to close your eyes and you have to imagine I'm in Yerushalayim. I'm at HaMikdash. I'm in the holiest of the holiest. That's the Gemara. Maseret Rosh Hashanah. Then you become the slave of Hashem. Then Hashem, the Gemara says, Yerushalayim, Hashem weaves all the gezerot from the person. As long as you accept His authority. So whatever we did last year, is because we didn't accept him as a king. It's not just to call Hashem Elohim, God is my king, Hashem Melech. No. Hashem Melech means that I'm his slave. His slave means that whatever he says, I'll do. Well, it's no questions. Zero questions. As you should know what it is. I tell you what it is. When you blow the shofar, you might hear Hashem blows his shofar. But that shofar Hashem is going to blow is from the horn on the right side. Why? Because now we reach the level of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avdi, Moshe Avdi, Kalev Avdi, Niyahu Avdi, Yaakov Avdi. So you're the slave of God. The slave of God, Hashem waves all the gezerot, says the Gemara Yerushalmi. Sheneyemar, says the Gemara. Parashat Pinchas, all the korbanot, it says, we craften. You should sacrifice on Pesach, you should sacrifice on Shavuot, you should sacrifice on Sukkot, sacrifice on Yom Kippur. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the text doesn't say you should sacrifice. It says, V'chodesh Hashvi, V'chad L'chodesh, Yom Truah Yelachem, V'asitem Ola. It doesn't say you should sacrifice. It says you should make. It says, come on, make? How come Hashem changed the language in the Torah? Not sacrificing, just doing, making. The Gemara says, no, Hashem refers to us. On Rosh Hashanah, you have a chance. If you look at the mirror, you say, I look like somebody that I know was myself before Rosh Hashanah. Your face is to change a little bit. So what do you mean? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashem changes the person's entity on Rosh Hashanah. You come in front of the court, the judge says, hello, who are you? He says, you don't look like your picture. You need a new passport. You don't look the same. This picture of the passport doesn't match your face. He says, what happened to you? He says, Gemara Yerushalmi, on Rosh Hashanah, when they blew the shofar, that's what happened to you. He says, what happened to you on Rosh Hashanah? He says, I accept that Kadosh Baruch Hu is my king and I'm his slave. That's what happened in Rosh Hashanah. That's what the shofar does. He says, do you know why? Because I was thinking in my head that I am standing in Bet Hamidash, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest, when the Kohen HaGadol goes once a year on Yom Kippur, I was there on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, that's the power of the shofar. And that's why Hashem omitted the word shofar from Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem said, look. He said, what is it? I have to look. I say, go look, find the word shofar in the Torah. He said, the first time I find it, when Hashem said 10 commandments. True. He says, that's because Hashem told you, you no more slaves of Paro. You are my slave. Happened to me, says the Gemara, let me give you a piece of information. I said, we got out of Egypt on Pesach. True. As the Gemara says, but 6 months before slavery stopped. On Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah gives the information. I says, you want to know when was the last time you used to work for Paro? Haftet Be'elul, a day before Rosh Hashanah. I says, who cares less? Why do I have to know this information? Why? Gemara says, you should know. The Rosh Hashanah Paska Avodat Avotenu B'mitzrayim. Happened to be coincident. We came out of Egypt on Pesach. 6 months before, 6.5 months before, was Rosh Hashanah. In Egypt, no more slavery. So what happened? The Gestapo came. He says, get out. I'm not getting out. He said, what happened? I'm not getting out. What do you mean I'm getting out? You're the slaves of power. We're not going to work anymore. He said, what happened? He said, because you're not the slaves of power. That's what he means. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Beit Ha'Asur. I don't care less. The Gemara says, I won't tell you the date that Yosef came out of jail. Yosef spent 12 years in jail. And Rosh Hashanah came out. He said, why? Why he came out of Rosh Hashanah? Why Hashem made it this way? Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is a change. Until now, you were the slave of Potiphar. Until now, you were in jail, you were punished. But Rosh Hashanah is a switch. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem changes authority. Until now, you enjoy Yosef under Paro, under Potiphar. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem takes you out of jail. Now you're going to be the king. Paro makes you the king of Egypt. But what happened? What happened? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. On Rosh Hashanah, an angel, Gabriel, came to Yosef and taught him 70 languages in one night. That's the power of Rosh Hashanah. That's how much you can get from Hashem. And as the Gemara Yerushalmi says, don't go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. This is Yom Adin. It's a scary day. whatever you're going to get next year has to be Rosh Hashanah. And if somebody didn't get the following year, it's because Rosh Hashanah, the shofar. Listen, I heard the shofar. I said, listen, hearing the shofar is one thing. Having the kavanot is another thing. Comes the Ari, you know what? You know one of the things the shofar does? Wakes up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What? Yeah, the shofar that we blow, says the Ari, you have to have this kavana. The guy that blows the shofar, he has to have this kavana. One of the kavanot, a lot of kavanot. There is one of the kavanot is to wake up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you should get up. He says, what do you mean to get up? He says, the Gemara, every day, Eliyahu Navi comes to Maat HaMachpelah and wakes up Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov one by one. And they pray Mincha and they go back to sleep. He says, the Gemara, how come he doesn't wake all of them together? The Gemara says, if you would walk in them together, Mashiach will come on the spot. It's not time for Mashiach. So he comes to Hebron, he wakes up Avraham. Avraham prays Mincha, he puts him down. He wakes up Yitzchak, Yitzchak prays Mincha. After Mincha, Eliyahu Navi puts him down. He wakes up Yaakov. Yaakov prays Mincha. After Mincha, Eliyahu Navi puts him back. Every day is like this. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. So why you wake one at a time? Why don't you wake all of them? The Gemara says, you want to know something? You wake all of them together. Mashiach is on the spot. Says Dari Rosh Hashanah, that's the covenant you have. He says, wake all of them together. He says, time for Mashiach. Why is time for Mashiach? Because now we all accept on ourselves to be the slaves of God. There's no Rosh Hashanah. No rechilut, no desires, nothing. I'm the slave of God. Whatever God says, I'll do. Says the Gemara, Yerushalmi, the prosecutor, the Satan thinks, Mashiach is coming. He said, why Mashiach is coming? Because I blow the shofar? No. Because that's what the shofar does. The shofar takes all of us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Navi, you know, before Mashiach will come, you're going to hear a shofar. Hashem is going to blow a shofar. So where does Hashem get this shofar? It says this is from the right horn of the sheep that Abraham slaughtered. So what is that? See, Abraham earned the title of a slave of Hashem after Akedat Yitzchak. Then Hashem so-called showed him the sheep. And then the sheep was tangled in the horn. How come it tangled in the horn? It was a sign to Abraham. Because the main thing is the horn. The shofar is the main thing. The punchline of our life is the shofar. We got the Ten Commandments with the shofar. And we have to hear the shofar and Mashiach will come. So the whole thing is not a shofar. But Hashem omitted the word shofar. And Rosh Hashanah to tell you, it's not just, I heard shofar. No, you didn't hear shofar. Shofar will change your entity. Shofar will change your life. Shofar will grant you with the title of the slave of God. So the Rabbi said, that's what you have to have. So since the government will be very happy. When you hear the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Gomer Vilna said, be very happy. So why am I happy? You don't understand what I'm happy? Gomer Yerushalmi said, because now you're not the same person from last year. He says, now you have a new passport. Last year you have one passport. Now, after the Shofar, you have a new passport. I said, why? Because now Hashem, so-called, granted you with a new title. New title, the Gemara says, Hashem waits all these things. Says the Gemara, you know, a person becomes a king, Hashem waives all his sins. Any higher position, the Gemara says, president of something, Hashem waives his sins. Like Chatan gets married, Hashem waives his sins. I said, what is it all about? It's your new entity now. It's a grant, it's a pardon from Hashem. You get a pardon on Rosh Hashanah from Hashem if you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm your slave. From now on, I'll do everything that you say without questions. All the mitzvot, all the things that the Gemara. That's why we blow so much on Rosh Hashanah. To tell Hashem, yes, we love the mitzvot. We love. You have to run to the mitzvot, says the Gemara. And where rats the mitzvah, says Mishnah, Perkei Avot, or Boreach min ha'avera. To do a mitzvah, you have to run. From a sin, you have to run backwards. That's what the Mishnah says. That's why I have to run. I take my time. I have to run. Running, says the Gemara, is a sign that you are the slave of something, somebody. So you read Magnet Tzvot, the Gemara says, the first thing that you want to earn something is you have to be very quick to do mitzvot. Very quick. Don't postpone. And don't take your time. Got a mitzvah, grab it, like we said in America. Grab mitzvah. Don't grab lunch. Grab mitzvah. But from Avera, the Mishnah says, run back. I says, why? I have to run. I go. No, I'm not going to do a sin. No, you have to run away from Avera. Because that shows that we are the slave of Hashem. Hamim said, this is all Rosh Hashanah is all about. That is, you have to be happy in Rosh Hashanah. It says, you build a shofar, you can hear a song. But it's only if you feel you're in front of Hashem. If you're not in front of Hashem, shofar is a scary thing. It's Navi Amos. Haitakar shofar ba'ir. Ba'ir v'am lo yecharadu. I said, don't, aren't you afraid of a shofar? Yes, if you're not up to it, if you don't want to be in front of Hashem, you get scared. That's what happened to us. And Hashem blew the shofar. We jumped out of bed. He said, What happened? Shofar. I said, what do you mean? It's a song. And I said, so you feel that Hamikdash. That Hamikdash used to blow shofar every day. Because in front of Hashem it's called singing. Why? Because it means I'm the slave of Hashem. You have to be in front of Hashem all the time. The Gemara says, then Rosh Hashanah, Mashiach will come on the name.